Welcome back to Earth Matters. This is Allison Civic, Director of the Gila Resources Information Project, and my guests today are Christian Casillas of the Coalition of Sustainable Communities New Mexico and Ona Porter with Prosperity Works. Christian and Ona have been filling us in on the new community solar program here in New Mexico. And now it's time for our lightning round segment. This is a new segment on the new revamped, rebranded Earth Matters. And we've got a series of questions that we now ask all of our guests. So Ona and Christian, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready. All right. So what climate-related book have you read recently that you wish everyone would read?
Eating Our Way to Extinction. And the reason for that is that most people don't understand what our food systems contribute to climate change.
Yeah, that's, I haven't heard of that book. That sounds great. I'm writing it down. Christian, what about you?
You know, I don't tend to read that many climate related books these days. So that the book that came to my mind is called Instructions to the Cook: A Zen Master's Lessons in Living a Life That Matters. It's by a Zen master, now passed, Bernie Glassman, who was just an incredible social activist. And it's just a wonderful framework for any one of us who is working for social and environmental change.
Absolutely. And Christian, one thing that I left out of your bio was that you're a part-time Buddhist, priest or a
chaplain?
Chaplain, thank you. Part-time Buddhist chaplain. So this book sounds from that vein of your background.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Are there any films about environmental and or conservation issues that you think people should see? Ona or Christian, do you have anything you've seen recently?
Actually, the one that I just mentioned is a film. So let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you.
All right.
I think probably climate change, the facts, because I think there's so much misinformation that is out there. And this book is one that really allows people to understand what the issues are and the facts about climate change as opposed to all kinds of nonsense.
Absolutely. Sounds like a good one. What about you, Christian?
You know, I might have to pass on this one. My octopus teacher is a beautiful film that I think just opens a door of insight into the interconnectedness of ourselves and the natural world and kind of that we're more similar than I think we often open our eyes to.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful film. So what issues keep you awake at night? I'm sure climate change keeps you both awake, but anything particular?
For me, I think it really is trying to find the key to having people understand they are part of the commons and that their behavior matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, what about you, Christian?
Well said, Ona. I think that the pieces that that matter that you know, I think cause the most heartbreak oftentimes is the inequities and violence, both that we inflict on one another and that exists in our social societies, and then the violence we inflict on our you know, our earth, our life-giving planet that we're an integrated part of.
Yes, absolutely. So if you were in charge of the world, what one thing would you do today?
I think I'd plant a bug in all of the policymakers that did not let them sleep without understanding we're in an existential crisis.
Mm-hmm. Christian, what about you?
You know, I would enact some very severe land use policies that would basically enforce, well, a large equity oriented carbon tax would do it. But, you know, a lot of our sustainability resource challenges become a lot easier to tackle when we are in much denser integrated residential, commercial, walkable, bikeable environments that we saw before the age of the gasoline automobile. And for most urban environments these days, the number one emission, especially as the grids are getting cleaner, is from automobiles. And there's just a host of equity issues that come with that as well. So, you know, our manifest destiny of view of freedom is, you know, I think could use some reining in when we understand the costs of that freedom.
Absolutely. What is the one thing you're deeply grateful for right now?
I think for me, it really is you and Christian and all the people who are working so hard to help people understand what they can do to be a part of the solution.
Christian.
Right back at you, Ona. and Allison as well. What a pleasure to meet you and to be able to have this conversation. And I'm just extremely grateful for the shift in awareness around equity issues and how integrated and important that is in the climate challenge. And at the national federal level, where there's a Justice 40 initiative, which requires all federal funding. So in the infrastructure bill and other legislation, that, you know, 40% of the funds go towards historically disenfranchised communities.
Great. Yes. I'm grateful to both of you as well for being here and the excellent work you're both doing for our state. I mean, it's making a huge, huge difference. So thank you. And finally, this question, this is for me. I'm always curious about what motivates people to do this work. Ona, what motivates you to do the work you do?
For me, it is equity. It is, and in every aspect of our lives, I was a classroom teacher and had a unique view into the lives of kids and families for many years. And understanding that when they have the resources that they need to achieve their personal goals, that we all are better for it. And that is, you know, what we need to understand together. And investing in them is our future.
Mm, nice. Christian, what about you? What motivates you to do this work?
Well, I think that's why Ona and I get along is equity is the you know, I think the number one piece for me as well. My grandparents immigrated from Mexico, and through the perspective of my father and living in other countries and working with disenfranchised populations here in the U.S. We have a long way to go. Where access and opportunity is available to everyone.
Hmm, nice. These were great questions, and or I should say answers to these questions. Thank you both for participating in the lightning round. This was great. Well, unfortunately, this is all the time we have. It's been really a delight to meet you both and speak with you both about community solar, and good luck with the rollout. This is really exciting, and I'm really, really thrilled about what this is going to do for renewables here in New Mexico. So thank you again for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity, Allison. Really a pleasure.
You are so welcome. So we will have links to more information about community solar and some of the great books and film suggestions that Ona and Christian have suggested today. We'll have a recording of today's show and past programs available on the Earth Matters page at gmcr.org. Thank you to our audio engineer, Marcus Hansen, and Neon Beach for our theme music. We hope you'll come back for the next edition of Earth Matters here on Gila Membrus Community Radio, 89.1 FM, Silver City.